This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the MAX convention here in beautiful Spokane, Washington, put on by the fine folks at Go West Credit Union Association. And in the studio lounge, look who is here, Mr. Dave Adams from the cool company called Origins. How are you, sir?
Doing very well, Mike, and I'm actually honored to be here. I've met you. I've known you at our own conference.
We've talked many times.
Gosh,
yes.
I know. I've chased people down to sit down in this very chair. I've never been in this chair.
I feel like that.
I feel like I've arrived.
I'm astounded that you have not sat in the guest chair.
I have not sat in this chair.
Well, we're happy to have you in any time span. So good to have you here. How's the conference going for you? I don't know how long you've been here, but any highlights or anything like that?
Just arrived today.
Oh, did you?
I had a family commitment yesterday, but The action on the floor has been great. Great interaction with clients. It's been amazing so far.
Yeah, and this conference literally almost doubled in size because of the merger between
the two
leagues.
It's one of the biggest ones around now.
Yeah, it's really big. They are bursting at the seams. So you are doing a session tomorrow called Auto Lending in a Changing Auto Buying Landscape. And oh my gosh, is that an understatement of the century. So
that's right.
Give us a quick overview here, because I'm particularly curious, because I like cars and I like the whole process of buying them and all that type of stuff. So share with me, give us a quick overview on what you're going to be talking about.
Well, Mike, just a couple of years ago, only 1% of vehicles were actually consummated online. Now, let me give you an explanation.
Sure.
There are a lot of websites out there, CarGurus, Cars.com, Auto Trader, where people did some shopping and found their vehicle.
That's where I go all the time.
But they didn't do the financing and purchase right there online.
Exactly.
So only 1%. Now, by 2025, our research is showing us that 25% are going to be done in that channel. So
that's
credit unions got to really understand what that means. And it's not just going to be, and there's things like, I just mentioned some of the name brand names out there as far as the auto shopping sites that are going to embed financing, but this whole EV and the way they're coming out and the approach they're taking to sell EVs, whether it's the OEMs, like your Stellantis, your GMs, your Fords, or your Teslas and Rivians and those types of things, it's going to be a little bit of adjustment.
Well, they have their own ecosystem, right? Their own purchasing ecosystem, which kind of leaves the financial institution, or the credit union in this case, out? Am I correct in that assumption?
Yeah, there's ways still. Some credit unions are still doing business with these through a direct loan basis.
Right.
But really, to be ineffective, we're going to have to figure out and change our model just a little bit. Now, I don't want to tell the audience or your audience that the automobile dealership's going away. That's not the case.
Oh, no, they're here for a long time.
They're very good at what they do. Yes. That point of sale, the traditional dealer, is going to be here for a lot of time to come, but there is going to be a shift to some of these other ways of buying and financing vehicles.
Yeah, do you think the pandemic kind of accelerated that as well, like everything else it did? So
absolutely. Yeah. And it even forced even some of the auto dealers who, they're going to participate in some of this model. Cars may be delivered there, that type of thing, but it forced us all to do that.
Yeah, you go on these these car buying sites, and a lot of them will, because sometimes when you shop, you can do, I want to look for a car within 100 miles radius of where I live or whatever, but then you'll do the search, and then all these other cars will pop up in Connecticut or all over the country, but it'll say can be delivered, to you. So
absolutely.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Not only that,
they'll
pick up your trade and take it away too.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Yep. Yeah. Talk about a changing landscape. My gosh. So why is this message so relevant to credit unions today? Because I think they really need to stay on top of this.
Well, credit unions got to start. The whole point of this presentation, and there's Tony, my CEO, has done presentations like this at GAC, and some others have, Brian Hamilton. It's just really start this thinking, what is it going to look like, and how are we going to position ourselves to be competitive in this market and still serve members, right? We know it's going to change. It's not if, it's when it's going to happen. So we have to figure out how to position that through different technologies, partnerships. And be honest with you, we have to figure out as an organization, what's Jim Nuss always say, we have to, our collaborative superpowers, very much so. We got to come together and hunt as a pack.
Yeah, this is where it'll, where the stuff hits the fan for sure.
That's right.
We're keeping it rated G here.
That's right.
So what key messages would you like credit unions to remember from your presentation? What are some of the takeaways want them?
If you just take the EVs, how they're looking at the whole collateral is going to change. I mean, you've got in-car subscriptions, and what's the battery life going to be like? And What's the finance cycle going to be like? And those types of things. It's really start to understand what actually you're going to be financing for your members. Mm-hmm. That'll be part of the message. Part of it is that, again, that changing landscape of how do we position the credit union to actually buy loans from some of these national players. And yeah. It's going to take a little bit different thinking.
Completely.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, if you talk to some of these organizations, it's tough because they don't want to deal with I'm going to be careful. I'm a credit union guy, Mike. So I'm a CUNY school, CUES graduate, the whole deal. But I'm credit union guy, 23 years in history. But credit unions have to think a little bit differently. And that the whole thing about these organizations, they don't want to do business with 1,000 different lenders in their ecosystem, right? Mm-hmm. They want the easy button. They want one.
Yeah.
If they could do one, they would do it. But they're gonna do probably business with about a half a dozen to maybe a dozen lenders, and we've got to figure out how as a credit union entity how to participate in that.
Yeah.
The whole thing about memberization, that's a foreign concept to these. How do I make someone a member that's in this county of this state, but they're not eligible in this state and this county?
Right.
So we're gonna have to figure that out together.
Okay.
As an ecosystem.
Oh, interesting times indeed. So can you share some practical steps on how to engage in a changing auto buying landscape?
Absolutely. One, just make sure you're choosing the right partners.
Okay.
And obviously, we're one of them. but there are others out there. Choose the right partner that's going to be able to give you scale and be able to participate on these opportunities, because they're great opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
The lending's going to be great. Great borrowers. The delinquency on these types of loans are lower. They're higher credit scores. So these are really prime buyers
and they're
really good credit union members that you're going to want.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to start thinking, if you're going to be working on a national scale, look at things, simple things like, hey, what's my automated decision rate?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing for making it easy for membership? What am I doing to make it easy to actually transact with me? Those things are going to have to be paramount. They're paramount today, even the traditional auto lending landscape.
Mm-hmm.
But especially if these other opportunities, they're going to really have to hone in on those skills to be a player.
Yeah, no doubt. And last question for you. Let's give Origins a little bit of a plug here. So
sure.
How might they continue to follow Origins and the thought leadership you guys are providing for credit unions? Because obviously, as you well know, auto buying is the bread and butter for credit unions, auto lending, that is.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. A couple of different ways. Very simply, we have 12 directors at Origins that are stationed around the country. If you're a credit union, you know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to them. There are a wealth of resources. They get in touch with people like me. You've interviewed Brian Hamilton quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Alex Bogoeski, our CEO Tony. We're all, any one of us, are glad to help you out there. Also, if I can make a plug, next year in your backyard, San Diego, is our 30th anniversary Lending Tech Live.
30th?
30 years in business.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
30 years, Origins has been in business.
Gosh.
So please, next June, Lending Tech Live in San Diego.
Right on.
It's going to be a party.
Okay, go there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and San Diego's kind of nice. I'm a little biased in that area.
Absolutely.
But yeah, come on. All righty, sir. All right, David, anything else to add to wrap up here before I let you go?
Just an honor. I feel like I've arrived at the party. Thank you.
What took you so long? No, glad to have you here, David. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the time as all.
Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.